lived his holy, beautiful life here on earth. He did not break the law in anything. He could say, I do always those things that please the Father. No penalty of a broken law hung over him. And yet he went to the cross. He was lifted up. He was hanged on a tree. He was made a curse for us. He who knew no sin was made sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And so that's what the scripture means when it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. As it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. We were under the curse, he became a curse for us, he went down into the grave, and now he is risen again in triumph, and he's able to save from the uttermost those who come unto God by him. Have you trusted him? Have you ever acknowledged the fact that you're a sinner? Have you ever come to God confessing your guilt? This, you know, is really repentance, and God commanded all men everywhere to repent and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When I take my place before God as a self-confessed sinner, when I cease trying to hide or to cover my guilt, when I acknowledge that I'm just what God says I am, lost and undone, that's repentance. And now as a repentant sinner, I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, who shed his precious blood that I might be cleansed from all my sins. And the moment I do that, the moment I thus receive him, the blessing of Abraham comes to me. You remember what the blessing of Abraham was? God said to Abraham, in thee and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. The Lord Jesus Christ is the seed of Abraham after the flesh, and he's the one through whom all blessing comes. What blessing is it that I receive when I trust in him? Well, I receive the blessing of salvation. And that includes regeneration, a new heart, a new life, a new birth, and also forgiveness of sins and justification from all sins. So I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ when I trust this blessed Savior. You know, even if I could be justified by works of my own, I wouldn't want it now, because I found such a wonderful Savior in Jesus. I would rather owe everything for eternity to him and be able to give him alone the glory for saving my soul than enter heaven and give myself the credit for it, because it means so much more to think that God's own blessed Son thought enough of me to come all the way from the glory that he had with the Father before ever the world was, and to lay down his precious life, a ransom for my guilty soul. This little hymn I love to sing, O Jesus, how vast thy love to me, I'll bathe in its full ocean to all eternity, and wending on to glory this all my song shall be. I was a guilty sinner, but Jesus died for me. O Calvary, the thorn crown and the spear, 'tis there thy love, Lord Jesus, and flowing wounds appear. To the O depths of grace and mercy, to those dear wounds I flee, I was a guilty sinner, but Jesus died for me. I'm coming, Lord Jesus, to thy throne. A few more fleeting hours and I shall be at home. And when I reach those pearly gates, then I'll put in this plea, admit a ransomed sinner, for Jesus died for me. That's the ground on which I'm going to heaven. Let me give my personal testimony. 53 years ago, I came to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner. I knew I'd broken God's law many times. I knew that I was under condemnation. I knew that that law was to me a ministry of death, a curse, but I found that Christ had given himself a ransom for my soul. I trusted him, and oh, the joy and the blessing that came to my heart when I realized that because of what Christ had done, God had delivered me from the curse of the law and that blessing of Abraham. Free, unmerited grace was mine through faith in the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, I've spent the years since trying as well as I knew how to point other people to Christ. There's been such a joy down through the years to see oh so many turn to him and give the same testimony when they came to him, when they trusted him. He was more to them than they ever thought he would be. And now I just press this upon you. If you don't know him, if you've never yet trusted him, turn to him today. Receive him now as your own Savior, and you'll know the joy of the blessing of Abraham.